Hello and welcome to a new season of 10 Minutes with AY. And I'm calling this a new season because I hadn't done this in a long time. Now, let me tell you about Schwimmer and Slavic Dental out in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. So I had the opportunity to go there and take care of some dental issues that I have been experiencing for a while. In the time that I hadn't done this podcast, I went there actually twice. And I really had the best experience dentally in my life. Now, if you're in the Toms River, Lakewood, Jackson area, and you need a new dentist, or even if you have a dentist and you're just looking for better, you should be going to Dr. Schwimmer in Slavic. Schedule an appointment today, 732-899-3363. That's 732-899-3363. Dr. Schwimmer is a wonderful guy. He has a great personality. He makes you feel comfortable when you're in the chair. He's always making sure that you're not in pain and that he's thorough. And the office is nice also. It's everything's updated, like the new technological stuff. I said that very sheevishly. But the dentist I was going to until then had like all this old machinery from like the 80s. So it was just a very nice experience. And if you're in that area and you're looking for a new dentist, definitely give him a call. You will not regret it. And you could tell them you heard about him from me. You don't even have to tell them that. Just go there, and you won't regret it.
I know what I'm doing. Trust me.
This is great.
Yeah. So basically, why haven't I done? Oh, hi everyone. Why haven't I done a podcast since Elul? Because I'm finally in the stage after Yom Kippur where I'm back to myself from like before Yom Nerayim where I was doing Averis. And now I can, I'm like fine with doing Averis again until next Yom Kippur. That's pretty much, I'm just kidding. I never do Averis. It's really because it's very hard to do a podcast. Like it's time consuming and you got to come up with stuff and you got to come up with material. And essentially what I'm doing with my podcast is like with 10 minutes of AY is like a 10 minute comedy bit. So I have to come up with like 10 minutes of like funny or something interesting for people to enjoy. And it's not easy. So it's like, oh, I'll do it next week. And then I just don't end up doing it. That's pretty much what the story is. Got it?
Am I supposed to speak? Am I supposed to be here?
I don't know. Yeah, now you're here. Now I was just explaining why I haven't done a podcast.
It was a very moving explanation. I was pretty choked up by that. I thought that was fairly moving.
I'm sorry. Anyways, we're here live with Rabbi Dover Beshevkin of all kinds of fame.
I'm so impressed. Why did you give me the rabbi title? Meaningful Minute doesn't give me the rabbi title, which I actually like. I'm into it. Kabbalah like Shuli Besser. I don't need it. What do I need it for? I'm not Rabbi of a shul. What do I need it for?
At what point did you become rabbi? You became a rabbi, or like they just started calling you rabbi,
smicha.
And you're like,
"Oh,
you did smicha." Okay.
I can write fluently in rabbinic Hebrew. I am, whatever that means. But I'm not like, I don't have harav on my talis bag. I'm not on that level.
Right. Because there are some people who are rabbi because they send their kid to yeshiva in like Brooklyn or like Lakewood, and like everyone's a rabbi. So like,
and it's different in the modern Orthodox community. They take it very seriously.
It's very serious.
I think the number one reason why I want to finish a PhD is to drop the rabbi and just sub it out for something else.
You could be a rabbi doctor.
I'm going to sub it out. I'm subbing it out. I'm not going to the rabbi doctor.
I'm very into rabbi doctor.
I'm dropping the rabbi.
You're dropping the rabbi. You're dropping
it
altogether.
Like Fully Besser style. He dropped it. He just like at one, he woke up one day. He's like, I'm no longer Rabbi Shuli Besser. He's just Shuli Besser.
But on the mail he's getting, it's all rabbi.
Yeah.
He thinks he dropped it.
He's going to be rabbi on the Nergis Rome, the Shea Waterfalls auction. But, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Right. But also, if you want to be like a speaker somewhere for like Shabbos or like a Pesach, you're going to have to be rabbi again.
They're coming to me. They're coming to me because I'm not that, actually. They don't want like that.
You're saying they don't want you as rabbi. They want you for who you are. And it has nothing to do with actual being a rabbi.
Yeah, I don't think so. Right. I don't think so. Right. AY, we've never met. And this is just an absolute joy because we've been in touch via WhatsApp for how long? 2 years?
It's been a long time. It's been a while. Yeah. 2 years? Was it 2 years? It can't be 2 years.
And I shept such nachas, not just from your success, but from your very self-conscious, almost like, I like your anxiety-ridden tweets. I like that you're always, you always have your finger on your pulse, or when it's off your pulse, you're announcing to the world, I'm not checking my pulse. I love that.
It's very, yeah, there's a lot of anxiety on Twitter. I've gotten much better at it. A lot of it now is just because I had to open the button. A lot of it now is just because like it's the personality that I've become over time with it, and like I don't care too much about replies anymore as much as I used to. But like, yeah, definitely I'm very anxious when I tweet. And
how often do you check your Twitter analytics?
I don't ever check my analytics. I have no clue.
Never, honestly, in your whole life.
Every once, I mean, it's been months.
Okay, so you're changing your story. It's been months. Okay. It's a different story.
I haven't checked my analytics since last Hanukkah. I can tell you exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Let go of that stuff.
I remember that the last time I checked, because I had that, I had like a dreidel tweet that went like Twitter viral. There's like
Jewish viral.
There's like levels. There's from Twitter viral, then there's WhatsApp viral that goes on from WhatsApp, and there's Twitter viral, which is like the secular Jew Twitter, which is like, then it goes to that whole crew. So
those are my friends, those are my people. I love
them. I mean, they're all of our people, right? So I had like a dreidel one. They got like a few thousand likes or whatever it was. And I checked analytics there just out of curiosity, like how many people saw this. And it was like an insane number. It was like,
what was the big number? What was the biggest number?
Was it in the millions? It might have been in the million. I think about a million.
Get out of here. Maybe
hundreds of thousands. I would have to check. I have no idea. No, it's definitely 100,000 at least. I don't remember, honestly. I don't check the analytics. What I'm checking is the notification. Like, is anybody replying to something annoying?
It's terrible. You can attest. I'm not on my phone the whole day. Like, I'll get back to WhatsApps, like, 14 hours later.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm just not on it. I'm just like, I put my phone away and I'm just like, Gamarnu. I can't be on it the whole day. I'm looking for this dreidel tweet. Oh, wow. Oh. That's big. That is
you
big.
You found it?
That may have gotten a million. That could have gotten a million.
Yeah, no, it got a lot. It got a lot. But that's the only one that sticks.
Have a little dreidel. I made it out of meat, and when it's grilled and ready, oh dreidel, I shall eat. That's good stuff.
We'll have to retweet it. Pesach, Hanukkah time. I'm very confused. But yeah, we'll have to retweet it. Hanukkah time again. But yeah, I mean, I've come to like this thing that I understand, like which tweets are gonna get the amount of likes that they're gonna get, and like what's gonna get. Like, I already know. I predict. I know what the replies are gonna be when I tweet. Like, I know the people.
But what's
already.
What's next? This is what I always push you for. Right. What's next? It can't just be Twitter.
The podcast.
Nah. This is kibitzing. This is us. We should be at Dougie's right now with poppers and a corned beef sandwich. But like, I think you should be right. Like getting it out there. Would you do videos? Would you do TikTok? You're on Say Mazel Tov, so you're a celeb.
Yeah, I just got on Say Mazel Tov, so if anyone wants me to leave a video.
Do you even have time because of all the requests right now? Do you have time in your calendar?
I'm like checking my emails like every 20 minutes. Any requests? I have not gotten.
You're good. You have some open slots right now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm free at nights. Nights now, I'm good. I don't want my boss to see me like run into like the conference room at like middle of the afternoon. Like, where are you going? I gotta
wish somebody a mazel tov now for $36.
the whole office is quiet and you hear me in the conference room like, hey, Brian, and see mazel tov. Like,
it's great.
Yeah, it is. Writing. So here's the thing with writing. So like I spoke to them from a certain magazine and they said they're going to get back to me after Sukkot. But then I'm like thinking, I'm not going to like go after it because like, be careful what you wish for. Like if I have to write for like Mishpacha or MAGA, Ami, or I don't know, then like, I'm tied down to something, and then I have to be really worried about what I'm writing and what I'm saying, and I probably have to use my real name, and it's a whole new...
Yes, yes.
You think
that's
I should do
all
that?
All the reasons why you should do it. To be tied down, to have that pressure, to get behind it, all those things. It's, to me, it's the big leagues. I am such a huge fan of, like, because it's so ephemeral otherwise. Like, it just, like, Twitter now, like I spoke one time to, what's him, to Awkward Bucker. I wanted to do a book of, like, the best of from Twitter tweets. I think it would be great. It would be a lot of fun. Collect them all, and you can have, like, little notes and all that stuff. But to sit down and, like, write and do, like, script writing and to write a scene, which is the whole part of what I was doing at least for Top 5, you could do it. You so could do it. And I feel like all the anxiety that you have is exactly the reason why you should do it. Lie down with your – people don't know your real name. Isn't – I mean, do I know your real name?
I think you do, no? You've been through it.
Are we allowed to say it? We're not saying it.
We're not saying it right now, you know, okay. One day, when I want my blue check.
I'm going to mess up. This is going to be worthless because I'm going to mess up and drop it. Okay.
Well, when I want Seth A. Mandel to follow me, then I'll have to use my real name and get a blue check.
Everybody has that. Like the one person who never, like, right. Why aren't you giving me the attention on Twitter?
We
I pay attention to it, but it's such nourish. Like, I just can't. Do you block people?
I don't block anybody. I have like a few people
you
that.
You don't block anybody.
I have like four people blocked, like all just like weird, creepy DM people that I'm like, okay, get out of here. So I just block them. But like.
You're also 99% Leitzanus. So like, and it's not your real name. Like for me, I'm depending on the time of the year, I could be down to like 40% Narishkeit, right? In my lows or 60.
Right. You have like serious tweets. Yeah, I've done a serious tweet here and there. And I always regret them. I've never not once. I'm going to double negative
but
here.
But I psychoanalyze that because do you have a paycheck to be taken seriously sometimes on Twitter? Be honest. I mean, I feel like whenever you do that, it's like you being like, come on, guy. Like, if you're the Rebbe, like the back, like, come on, guys, I'm going to say something real now. Can everybody quiet down in the back? Like, everybody has a chesed a little bit to be taken
seriously. Right, of course. Yeah, no, I do. I have a lot of opinions on things. Like, I'm not just only jokes. I have opinions on all kinds of things. But I've become the joke guy. And, like, people, you know what gets me? It's like when the guy who replies to a serious tweet with, like, stick to jokes.
No.
I'm like, okay, fine. You're right. I'll stick to jokes. Fine.
Like, no, I hate that. You feel like it's your Laura Ingram and LeBron James, like stick to basketball. It's like, come on.
Right.
I hate that. Why can't you? But for you, it's just jarring because if it's like 99 out of 100 are funny, and then there's like one tweet weighing in on like racial strife in mid-Brooklyn, it's like, whoa, like relax yourself. Like you just captioned Nancy Pelosi, you know, the last tweet. Like, where
you just did Harry Reid in a hat leaving a dinner video.
Exactly. So, you know, that could be a little. So I always pay attention. You're also you become like a psycho deleter.
I am a crazy deleter.
And you're like having conversations with yourself. Like, you'll tweet and then I'll see a follow up like, aha, this isn't so funny. Nobody appreciates this. Then the next one be like, I should probably delete this right now. And then the next one be like, you know what? I'm not deleting this right now because I really don't care. And they're like, you're having the whole conversation in your head, but online.
I think that's also, but it's also part of the personality. It's part of the personality I've become on Twitter. It's like people, I think people like that. I think it makes it funny. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's funny and interactive. Like, I think that's another thing that like, why my account became what it was is because like you got my person. You understood my personality also besides for just tweeting a joke and a joke and a joke. Like I put out myself. I put out like personality. I think that's like that adds it. Like it adds an experience to people. Like they couldn't like my commentary
on class clown in Yeshiva?
I actually wasn't. I was a very well behaved kid. My high school I went through some things. But like elementary school, I was like,
what kind of things did you go through in high school? That sounded.
It sounds interesting. I had serious OCD, not OCD. It was more anxiety. Very, very anxious.
I still have anxiety. It's for real by you.
I've gotten much. I went to like therapy in high school.
Oh, that's my bag. That's my jam.
No, yeah.
That's the kindredness. That's that I can, you can sense it. You could sense it in that. That's what I said. You could sense it in your tweets. I love a little bit of anxiety. Walker's the master. He's the anxiety master.
I feel like a lot of people who have a sense of humor, like there's something there. There's always, it's like humor, but the humor only comes from like things that like you've been through, like psychologically in life. Like for me in high school, the way it started was, I was a what's it called when you think you're getting sick a lot? Hypochondriac, right? So I used to think, so it started slow, like, okay, something's hurting. And then like the mumps went around when I think I was in 10th grade or 11th grade. And like, I was standing during davening in yeshiva, like yeshiva davening. And somehow in my head, I convinced myself that I had the mumps. Like I just-
Mumps?
The mumps.
Is that still going around?
It was going around when I was in high school.
Okay.
I remember because I knew a couple of people got it. And I convinced myself I had the mumps and I passed out. It was right
you
before
fainted.
I fainted in yeshiva, in shul,
you
right before-
You look like a fainter, FYI. You look like a guy who's like the fat, are you a fasting fainter?
I'm actually a great faster, surprisingly.
I'm the king of fasting. I can fast the second day almost every day. Give me a glass of water, I'll fast another day.
I can fast a month. I could literally do Ramadan.
I have no problem fasting. Zero. I only eat one meal a day as it is. I only eat dinner.
Right, that's the thing with me also. I don't eat a lot anyways. I don't eat breakfast. Like
You're a little you don't have that balabatisha build.
Right, somehow I know how to prepare for a fast that like I drink a lot and like I don't eat a lot before a fast. I think that's overrated. Eating is overrated. If you drink a nice amount, then I'm good. I don't know. I keep myself busy during. I don't sleep during fast. General rule I've discovered early on. Sleeping during fast will mess you up because like it's totally your body. You just keep to your normal schedule. Just like keep yourself busy. You'll be fine. And watch a movie or two.
I veg at the end of fast. I don't sleep. I veg at the end of a fast. I'll like give myself like an hour of like lishma vegging. Like I'm gonna veg right now. Gonna read and just scroll through stuff and just waste my time.
Right.
Because I didn't have the lunch veg. I didn't have any breaks. But at the end of the day, I'm all strung out. But I'll give myself lishma vegging.
But you need that. You need that. I think you know how everything Hashem created, like everything Hashem put on the world. There's like a reason for like Jewish people. So I think movies and TV shows were Hashem put on this world for fast days.
I really appreciate that, Rav Avigdor Miller. Thank you so much. That's a really moving idea. Wait, I want to get back to the anxiety. Again, I'm not running this.
So you're right.
How you overcame it. Meaning
Okay, wait, I need to finish the story. So I was standing by davening.
Passed out, mitten davening, because of the mumps.
Middle of davening, as like Baruch was about to hit, I fell back onto like the table behind me and like the kid behind me like jumped back and like pulled the table in the process. So first I slammed my head on the table, then he pulled back the table and then I slammed back on the floor. and then like I woke up and I had like the entire yeshiva just like looking over my head at like the rebbeim, like what happened, like Hatzalah came. Anyways, from there, I was a mess. I thought I was going to die. I had like a dream like two nights later that I was going to die. I was a mess. And then like finally, like I didn't want to go back to shul. I was traumatized. I didn't want to go back to yeshiva, like to davening. I was done with that. And like then like my parents started realizing like, okay, there's an issue here. Then I went to a psychologist and
I love it. Gotta go to therapy. And now you're anxiety free. During when you were dating, getting engaged, nothing. You were great.
I was pretty good, yeah. Yeah. I have little anxieties, but
and
like
how
as far
frum
as
are
the
you?
Big
Can we
stuff,
talk about how frum you are? You learn every day? How frum are you?
I learn every day.
You do? For realsies?
I do that. Yeah, yeah.
What are you learning these days?
Right now I'm in the middle of Chagiga. I learn with my brother at night.
Oh, that's car. And you're a black you wear like black hat wise. Where are you? Black hat Friday night, Shabbos day.
Mincha
during the week.
I grew up with a black hat, and then like after I got my wife is like from a background where she doesn't really care. Like they don't care at all. I don't really care that much with the hat, and like, I like not wearing a hat, to be honest. So like lately, since I got married, I'm married 4 years.
I'm just curious. I'm asking super dumb questions. I don't know what we're supposed to be talking about. So I'm just curious about this stuff. When you got married, was it a given that you and your wife were going to be watching Netflix together?
Yeah, we went
to
movies.
You both kind of had to like break the ice, we'll see it.
I took her to. We watched Finding Dory on a date. No.
Okay.
We watched Batman vs Superman on a date. Well, I'm not
Batman
sure. One of them was
Superman.
One of them Martha. Was a date. One of them was a date. One of them was engaged. I forgot which one was which.
Okay.
I think Finding Dory was the date before we got engaged.
Okay.
But it was a disaster. Finding Dory was terrible. I thought it would be like Finding Nemo in it. It wasn't. But
yeah, no, I was disappointed. I'm disappointed by both of the movies you mentioned.
Right, both were terrible.
I'm a huge superhero fan.
Oh no, Batman vs Superman was funny. We got these seats like right in front of like an AMC, and we're like we walked out of that like our stiff neck.
I don't think I'll ever be back in a movie theater. I saw the last. I have a chevra that we have a minug to see new Star Wars movies in the theaters, and we get together just for this. We don't see each other any other time. And I saw the last Star Wars in the theater, and I don't remember before, and I don't think I'll ever be back. Again, I think we're done with that.
It's been a while. Well, because of COVID, also. I like going to like. That's another thing I never understood why like Rebellion. Maybe they stopped now, but like when I was in Yeshiva, like Rebellion, like a movie theater. Like I have never had like a not kosher experience in a movie theater. Like I went, watched the movie, and went home. I don't know.
It's like
never
more kosher than Netflix and Hulu and everything else.
Yeah, you're in a public.
Yeah,
I'm not watching anything bad.
Religiously, I like movie theaters more than Netflix and Hulu because it's more prone to a decision. The problem with Netflix and Hulu is like you go in to watch a 20-minute show and like 4.5 hours later, you completed season 3 of Breaking Bad. And it's like, that's not what I was supposed to do tonight.
Right.
In a movie theater, you are making one commitment. You can't stick around in the movie theater and be like, oh, let's see what they're showing next. So there's much more decision involved, which I think is like
right.
A little bit healthier.
I hear that. Also, it happens to me, it's a nice date night. Like, you know, I've gone with my wife and friends. Like, it's a nice night out. It really is. Like,
I'm very into watching shows with a spouse. I talk to my students about it. This is what marriage is. This is what it is.
The problem is finding something that you both can enjoy together. Like, she likes Big Brother, and I can't sit through 3 minutes of Big Brother. Like,
no,
I just
we
can't.
We were Messiah in Parks and Rec. We were Messiah in
Parks and Rec
Office,
was good.
And now we're lost. Now we're lost. Oh. We don't have anything. I don't
so
know
Parks and Rec, The Office, I did myself. I did myself, you know, while. But she's more of a Friends type. She's like a friend, you know.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not a friends guy.
Also, no, my own stuff is dark. I'm a dark, the world is ending, has no meaning, and all that. Those are the mm-hmm. shows that I like, and she likes, as she describes it, rom-coms with celebrities. Pretty
It sounds like my wife and your wife should be watching together. I mean, you should watch
exactly.
together.
Exactly. We can go watch the dark stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, AY, what else? What else? It's been about. This is 10 minutes with AY. Do we have more?
Well, how long are we doing this already?
I have no idea.
It's more than 10 minutes. What else? Where are we holding? What did we talk about already?
We spoke about the Mazel Tov. We spoke a little bit of inside baseball Twitter hawk. We could do more. I'm happy to hawk more.
Wait, what's going on with your podcast? Your controversial little
controversial podcast. It's great. We're doing something different. I mean, it's a different side of me. Like I've always been diversified. I want to be able to make jokes. I want to be able to talk serious stuff. 1840 is about realigning or kind of like returning to a lot of the big juicy questions that never get properly sorted
right.
out when you're in yeshiva or when you're in wherever you are, modern Orthodox high school or wherever it is, and like returning to them and saying, let's see if we can figure out a new way to return to this instead right. of just like ignoring it, pretending they don't exist. Because there are people out there who are bothered by this stuff. And just give it a multimedia way of doing it. Like, I don't know, to build bridges between people's institutional history growing up, whatever they got in yeshivas, and yeshivas are doing amazing things, whatever they got growing up and where they are now, bridging that gap to kind of make it cohere. I'm sorry to using like these big fancy words.
No, I'm good with fancy. I used to read.
That's what we're trying to do. If it was about the clout, then I would just interview Jewish celebs. But right. I don't do that. I'd have Mordechai Shapiro on every single week, and Benny Friedman, right. who are great and inspiring. But I'm trying to do something different, a little bit more topical.
I've listened to a bunch of your episodes, not recently, but I've listened to the few of them, the Off the Derech ones.
Comedy.
Comedy was good. Comedy was interesting. Good. Yeah, you had some good ones. I plan on listening to the recent ones. That looks interesting also. Mysticism? What did you do?
That's really nice. I mean, that's a topic near and dear to my heart.
I want to listen to that also because I'm close with someone who...
Did you go to like the neo-Hasidic yeshivas? You ever have that in you? You're like a Mehron guy?
I'm so Litvish. I mean, my mother is like Hasidic background, but my father is pretty Litvish, and like I once went to a tish and I left after like 4 minutes. I can't do anything. I don't like singing.
Because I'm too cramped. I don't like the cramp. I don't like ever having to say excuse me in order to leave my current situation. I don't like being on airplanes. I don't like being in shul for that reason. I daven hashkama. It's a real estate decision. I don't ever want to have to be like, excuse me.
Of course, I always make sure I'm accessible to an exit wherever I am. I'm never in middle anywhere. I don't go in middle row of a shul. I'm always at the end, at the bottom, at the side.
I'll just stand otherwise. I can't be trapped.
I do the same thing. There could be seats open, but I'm standing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have that also. I need to know that there's a way out for me in a second.
I go to shul with my entire personal library. I bring like 40 svarim to shul, and I fill them up on the two seats next to me on either side. So I never have, you know, like just balabatish of flesh, like a lot of busser, like just next to me. I don't feel cramped in that way. I just have svarim, so those two seats are almost always open. And I daven early enough that there's enough
room. Oh, that you don't get that. A great thing about COVID.
You don't have to go to shul. No.
Also, is that people don't sit down right next to you anymore. It used to be like a guy would come next to you and be like, fill in, and like his strap ends up over your sitter, and you're like, you know. But now, like, people don't do that anymore. So, I mean,
did you have Corona? Did you have the COVID?
I never did.
My student is called the Rona.
The Rona. I have never had. I had a story where I blew the shofar of during Elul. I know how to blow shofar. Fun fact about me.
You're a Baal Tokeya?
I've never done it as a Baal Tokeya, but like I do it for like my wife and some you know her friends in the neighborhood. You know I can blow. I never actually took a gig as like Baal Tokeya.
Okay.
But in middle of Elul, there was a guy, I was by a minion, and the guy took out his shofar, like an older guy, and he couldn't get his kia out. He just couldn't do it. And I was there, and I'm like, I can do it for you. I happened to be good friends with this guy's son, who was in the mountains in the Bono colony. And like 3 hours later, this guy's son texts me, oh, by the way, my father just tested positive for Corona. I'm like, what?
Holy smoke. Have you ever gotten the nose test yet?
I got a million nose. I never caught it. I don't have antibodies, and I didn't catch it. I don't know.
I never got the nose test. I've shared that before.
You never got the nose test?
I shared that on Twitter. I'm more scared of the test than the virus. I'm terrified.
Oh, the test is nothing.
I don't do any tests. I don't do throat cultures. I don't do nose tests. Like, I don't.
You ever had the flu?
No, I say thank God. If I had the flu, my father's a doctor. I would call my father, and I would just. Just give me some. I'm not doing any invasive. If I'm doing an invasive procedure, I need general anesthesia. Like, I would go to CVS and be like, can I have general anesthesia? And then you can do the nose test. Like, I need to be knocked out. I don't can't do it while I'm awake.
It's not a crit. That's not even my 3-year-old son. We did it. We had to do it every week in the mountains because we were going out to my in-laws and like my father-in-law is high risk and stuff. And my son, my 3-year-old son, they stuck it up his nose and he's like he shrugged it off. Nothing. My baby cried.
My son got a flu test and he did not forgive me for about 72 hours. He's like me. He has that anxiety. Doctor stuff and Vase is just like it's not for the Beshevkin.
In my anxiety stage, I was terrible with doctors, but that got better as I got better with that. Like I couldn't take a blood test normally. I once passed out from a blood test. That was the only other time I fainted in my life. I fainted from a blood test.
You are a fainter. You have the disposition. I'm looking at you now. I can see you look like a fainter. The little bit of like the pale Bucher thing going.
A little pale Bucher like going on. I fainted twice in my life.
You're a fainter. Okay.
Twice is a fainter?
Yeah, it's not even a chazaka. Faint was like a double faint. They moved the table. You flopped to the floor. That was a serious faint.
That was like a real faint. The other faint, I mean, it was a blood test. And like, I was by the doctors over there. I was sitting down. Like, I just slumped over. But like this, then that was like when I was like 12. But this real fainting, there's only one real fainting, right? Faint in the middle of davening. That was like a scene. Like when somebody falls in the middle of davening in shul, whatever, there's like the,
oh my God. Whenever you see, I have my earliest memory is people either running in shul, like Hatzalah people, or once, and this is famous, and maybe we'll even end with this, because once when I was probably 4 years old, a fight broke out in shul between adults, like pushing or shoving.
A real fight.
And there was a scholar in residence. Rabbi J.J. Schachter was the scholar in residence in my shul. And he was mortified. But a little kid, if you ever see adults fighting, like you think the world is ending. Like,
the world
is going to end. I remember they were like tussling with each other. Somebody called over the mechitza. The women started getting involved. It was really one of the most exciting experiences I have growing up.
That's wild.
And the fight was over. The rabbi wasn't there that week for Shabbos, and he usually did some kibbutz or something, and like somebody else went ahead and did it instead. It was a fight over kavod, our actual kibbutz. What a better thing to fight over. You get an inside of a shul fighting over kavod.
Yeah, I mean, that's just an innocent fight. I mean, you know, it's not like one guy had like, it's not like the pro-Trump Jew versus the whatever. This is like this innocent shul fighting with like kibbutz.
The best kind of fight. It's not ideological. Yeah, yeah. It's not over values. It's just exactly. Over good unadulterated cover. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
This has been an awesome experience. Did I ruin this? Did I ruin the whole thing?
No, not at all. I think this is great. I think this paves the way for, I don't know who else, but other people to
come. You should pivot and just have insider Twitter baseball hawk on podcast to hear the personalities behind all these accounts.
Right, so just get on a bunch of Twitter people.
Yeah. But
I don't want to just be a strictly Twitter podcast.
So like, then you got to get off of Twitter. That's what I was saying before.
Yeah. Right, it's got to be more. Off of it. Right.
That's what I'm saying. But until then lean into it. Build it up. Schmooze with random chevra to people who are anonymous, not anonymous. You let them like you and just invite them on so we can hear just like what's their voice, what's their process.
Right. There are some funny people.
Am I taking this too seriously? Like these suggestions?
No, not at all. This is fine. This is good. no, there are some people. The problem is that I don't, there are only like really a handful of people that I really find to be someone who I'd like schmooze with and have like, someone who I'd, what's it called? Shoot the, when you can't remember a saying? Someone who I'd shoot the water
that
with.
That phrase ends in two different ways depending what community you come from.
Someone who I shoot the birds with, you know? I don't know.
It's either breeze or an expletive. Those are two ways that ends.
Right, I would shoot the breeze with. I wouldn't hang out with most of these people on Twitter. Would you? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm a man. I enjoy people. I'm an introvert. I'm a total introvert. But I enjoy learning about people. I would have anybody. Anybody.
Well,
I have people reach out to me. I was on a Zoom last night with a couple just who had a question and want to talk. I'm open. My DMs are open. I find it interesting.
Right. So with me, I'm pretty quiet. If you know me from like my neighborhood or whatever, like you think of me as a pretty quiet guy. Like my friends and like yeshiva friends know me, you know, but like, I don't know. I don't talk to too many people. I'm like, I'm an observer. I'm watching what's going on. I'm picking up on everything that's going on around me, like in my own quiet way. And then like, you know, and then like my brain is going nuts. But like, yeah, as far as like, just, I don't know if I'd want to talk to too many. I don't like to talk to too many people.
I'm seeing it as we speak.
The problem is it starts with the introductions and I can't do the introductions. I get very uncomfortable in like the, so where are you from?
Interacted for so long, and this is the first time that we're like even seeing each other.
Right, but I don't feel like we had to do the small talk to get started.
No. I've given you all my feedback already. Nothing surprised you.
Right, no, not at all.
Interested in this stuff.
Wait, is there a fly in your? No, it's just on the screen. Okay, I thought you pulled a pence on me. There was like a little speck of dirt.
No. No flies here. That would drive
okay,
me.
Okay, then I brushed it off. It was good. But yeah, I don't know. I don't like. I'm like antisocial ish. I like schmoozing, but I don't. I'm confusing. I'm pretty confusing. That's what it is.
Okay, let's end by checking. Do you have an iPhone?
I have an Android.
Oh, I was gonna check. Be great to check our screen time. Our screen time stats. How many hours are we on Twitter every day?
Oh, it's...
Can you check that up on your Android?
I think I could. I think there's a way. Let me see something. They recently updated. They updated it. They have
It's crazy.
Able to...
My screen time stats are genuinely embarrassing. I don't think I'm too embarrassed to even share this number. It's so bad.
Okay, let's see.
So bad.
All right, I have it. I found it. Should we do my Twitter screen? It's actually not as bad as I thought. For a whole day, this is going by from what time? I don't know what time, but it says 3 hours and 18 minutes.
I happen to think that that's bad. I'm worse. My only excuse is that when I'm on Zoom calls and I'm on like phone calls, Zooming all day, I'm scrolling a little bit. Like I've got one ear to work and like I'll scroll around. How many hours are you total screen time today?
I don't want to say.
It's embarrassing, right?
Well, no. Well, the thing is, though, I
give me the number. Nobody knows who you are. Who cares?
Okay, so I have So 8 hours and 23 minutes of screen time today.
I wish. Don't announce my number. Don't announce my number. Can you see?
Oh wow. Okay. I'm not so bad.
I have Netflix running while I'm working.
Like I have things running while I'm working because like my brain, I need to be focused on like 4 things to keep me occupied. I have like, I can't, one thing doesn't keep me occupied enough. So I have like Netflix running and I'm like doing things on the computer and I'm like listening and watching. So like, I don't know if that's considered screen time, but still it adds up. 8 hours is a lot.
Embarrassing. Okay. When you're ongoing podcast, my suggestion, you have to ask all your guests about their
screen time. Open up your screen time right now.
It's a great question. Yeah,
it's a great question.
People should be looking at that more. It's mortifying. It's absolutely mortifying.
It's crazy that the amount I could eat milchig. I could eat fleishig, and sit and.
I like that you're processing the time based on milchigs and fleishigs.
Yeah,
I love that.
I could be milchig again for 2 hours after having eaten fleishigs before I got on my phone.
I love that. There's something there. Jews measuring time based on milks and inflation transitions. That's excellent.
Sure.
AY, this has been an absolute pleasure. I actually do need to go now. Is that
okay?
Is that how this ends? Do you have like a survey of questions? Like
no, I don't. I told you this
who inspires me.
No, I don't do that. I'm like, I want to schmooze. I want to like just sit and talk back and forth. I don't have questions for you. And we just, it was just like schmoozing.
That's absolutely clear that you had no questions for me.
Yeah, I want to just schmooze. I obviously I'm curious about your life and everything, but like, I think in this day and age, I think there are enough podcasts to interview you and to like talk to you. You know, you are on Meaningful People and stuff. I think
that's the big time. That's it.
Right. You were on the big time. I'm not meaningful enough. Isn't that insulting that some people are meaningful enough to get on Meaningful People, but like,
you're not even in the universe yet, AY. I love you like a brother. You're not even like on the way towards that stadium.
I'm friends with Jack, so we're good friends. But
he's the king. Yeah. He's the king. Yeah. We do sign with him. He broke the news to you when you ask him, brother Jack, am I meaningful enough? I mean,
no, I know I'm not meaningful.
He's real with you. He gives you the,
but
he gives
do you think there's like a fringe guy? I know I'm not meaningful. I don't expect to be on it. But do you think there's a guy who's like a singer, but like, you know, C-list, like featured on the bottom of the Holomite ad guy who's like, why am I not meaningful enough to be there?
There are for sure. Everybody's hunkering down to get that meaningful level.
Right, right.
And a meaningful minute. There's how many, I always want to ask Nachi, how many rabbis are sending you unsolicited 1 minute videos from their car, like weaving in and out of traffic, telling you how much Hashem loves you? He must get 30 a day. That's my guess. Yeah. Like for real. He's probably turning people. Everybody wants to be a Jewish celeb now. That's why it's so amazing and such an honor to talk with an actual Jewish celeb featured on the same mazeltov.com.
I don't know. I'm like a low D or upper C.
No, you're a celeb. If you're on
lower
same
C,
mazeltov,
upper D.
If you're on Say Mazel Tov, you're a celeb in my book.
Mm, okay.
I didn't make the cut. You made the cut.
You could make the cut.
No. I'm not close. I'm not there yet.
You could totally make the cut.
I'm
just
not there
speak
yet,
to them.
No. The Bracha doesn't want a $36 Mazel Tov from me. I don't think so.
They might. I think they do. I think they want a top five Mazel Tov. I don't know.
AY, I love you. You're amazing. And I don't know when you're going to put this anywhere. Do you know? Can I wish you a good Shabbos? Because we're recording this.
Good Shabbos? Yeah, you can wish me a good Shabbos. Yeah, for sure. Parshas Lech Lecha. Should we do a meaningful minute right now? Okay. Anyways, good Shabbos. This was fun. We'll have to do this again.
Yeah, I wish you it's Hashem in person with food. Doug,
yeah. We'll have to. We have to.
What's
go
your restaurant
to,
of choice in Teaneck?
Restaurant of choice in Teaneck. Chickies is great. It's not like a restaurant, but like I like a sandwich from there. What was that was good? I don't know. I want to try that place with the burgers, the Humble Toast.
Oh, okay. I actually have, I don't think I've ever been there, and I live here. Absolutely. God willing.
I want to try that. I like a good burger.
For years, and it took us 2 years to get on a Zoom together.
Right. At least face to face. Well, it wasn't two. I don't think it was 2 years, and then COVID.
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 Times.
Right. I love how you can just use COVID for anything. Like
times. But when this is over, we'll do Humble Toast.
Humble Toast. That's it. All right.
Okay. Deal. AY, sending you love, brother.
All right. Love you too.
I salute you. Have a great Shabbat.
You too.